We turn now to the Arctic. A new study finds the region is warming nearly 4 times faster than the planet as a whole. NPR's Rebecca Hersher has the story.
This is a fundamental fact of climate change. The Arctic is heating up a lot faster than the rest of the planet. But how much faster? Most scientists will tell you about 2 times faster. And you'll hear that on the news, too.
The Arctic is warming up about twice as fast.
Twice as fast.
More than twice as fast as the global average.
But it's actually a lot faster than that. Mika Rantanen is a climate scientist at the Finnish Meteorological Institute and one of the authors of the new study.
This whole study started like 2 years ago in summer 2020. There was a huge heat wave in the Arctic.
Heat records were falling all over the far north. It was 100 degrees in Siberia. And a bunch of climate scientists got on Twitter and started talking about how it sure seemed like the Arctic was warming up a lot faster than the computer models predicted.
And I think this whole research started from those tweets.
Fast forward to this week, and Rantanen and colleagues have published new research that finds the Arctic has actually heated up nearly 4 times faster than the Earth as a whole. They focused on the last 4 decades or so, since 1979. That's when satellites started reliably measuring the temperature in the Arctic. Richard Davey is a climate scientist at Nansen Environmental and Remote Sensing Center in Norway. He wasn't involved in the new study.
I think for many, even in the physical sciences community, this will come as quite a surprise.
A surprise because the computer models that climate scientists use are significantly underestimating what's been happening in the Arctic in recent decades.
The climate models, they really struggle to simulate this 4 times faster warming rate in the Arctic.
Rantanen says this study doesn't tease out why the models are struggling. It's something scientists will be looking into. And then there's the question of why the Arctic is heating up so quickly at all. There are a bunch of reasons, but the big one is that sea ice is melting, says Davey.
So as sea ice starts to melt, you're exposing the ocean underneath.
The ocean absorbs heat from the sun, unlike ice, which is bright and reflects most of that heat. The absorbed heat helps melt more ice, which exposes more ocean, in an endless loop of warming, which is bad news for all of us.
What happens in the Arctic doesn't just stay in the Arctic.
A hotter Arctic is changing weather patterns everywhere. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.